Welcome to the J.J. Nickding Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM, KCII. J.J. Nickding Company serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Dominic Ottens with KCII News. On today's program, we're talking with Washington County Environmental Health Public Health Inspector Cindy Chavez about holiday food safety tips. Well, thanks for coming to sit down and talking with me today, Cindy. And with the holiday season coming up, we got some bigger meals that are going to be on the table. So what are some things for people to keep in mind when it comes to cooking meat, prepping different dishes, and so on and so forth?
Yes, so you would want to start with washing hands before and after handling foods, making sure we keep food items separated. One way to do this would be to prevent any juices from meat, poultry, or seafood from dripping or leaking onto food items by placing them in sealed containers, containing them in sealed plastic bags, and cleaning up any messes to prevent cross-contamination from uncooked foods to ready-to-eat foods such as vegetables. Now, another big tip would be to thaw out food safely. One of the more popular items during this time of year are turkeys or other types of poultry. Now, the USDA, so the U.S. Department of Agriculture, states that there are around three ways to thaw out poultry to minimize bacterial growth. The more popular option is to thaw poultry in the refrigerator, which it's less tedious work to do. It's recommended for each 5 pounds of the bird would equal 24 hours to thaw in the refrigerator. So a 15-pound turkey, for example, would require 3 days in the refrigerator to thaw out. And once that has been thawed out, to cook it as soon as possible. The other option would be to thaw out turkey or any other poultry in cold water, preferably under 41 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, this one you'd require to change the water, recommended every 30 minutes. The different option would be just to put it in the microwave. Now, of course, it depends on the size and if it fits in the microwave, and choose the defrost button. It is recommended to allow 6 minutes per pound for the turkey or poultry in the microwave. Now, if it starts to cook a little bit, to kind of set it out of the microwave and wait maybe 5 minutes, and then go ahead and continue the thawing process that way. Some additional tips would be ways not to thaw out. So try to prevent thawing out on the counter, thawing out in a dishwasher, which sounds silly, but there's some individuals who do this, as well as cooking food items at proper temperatures would be another additional good safety tip. So making sure that your poultry is cooked to 165 degrees Fahrenheit. We continue to cook ground meats and pork to 155 degrees Fahrenheit, whole steaks and fish to around 145 degrees Fahrenheit. So we want to make sure we are cooking our foods to the correct temperature to prevent any foodborne illnesses. And once cooked, these food items are recommended to be kept hot. So maintain those hot items at 135, cold items at or below 41 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, another tip would be to store leftovers in the refrigerator as soon as possible to kind of encourage that food cooling process. So around the 2-hour mark is when bacteria starts to rapidly grow. So keeping an eye on those leftovers, not setting them out too long at room temperature.
And you had just mentioned it right there, leftovers. If properly stored, how long can people expect different food items to last?
So it's recommended to have the items labeled the day that you prepare them. And in total, you should keep them for 7 days.
And are there generally any different types of food that go bad faster than others?
So keeping an eye on any milk products, really. Like I had mentioned, if your food items are out for a longer period of time, those are generally tossed within the same day. So if you have items that are out on the counter for over 4 hours and it hasn't been monitored, it's normally recommended to go ahead and discard those items to prevent any foodborne illnesses at that time.
That's been today's J.J. Nickden Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Washington County Environmental Health Public Health Inspector Cindy Chavez talking about holiday food safety tips. J.J. Nickden Company serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Dominic Ottens with KCII News.